This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app for over 5 million active members. It's an easy and exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you have to do is play against the numbers. You pick more, you pick less from 2 to 6 player stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Okay? You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you know how hard that is to do? Prize Picks makes it easy, okay? They put their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, they're secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. I start to use Prize Picks, okay? And I've been watching the WNBA. I like to root for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I've been just been like, you know what I mean? Just go bullish on them. Get those winnings, all right? All you have to do is pick somebody like Caitlin Clark. Is she going to score more than 19 points? Absolutely. Put it in. Lock that in. All right? Is Angel Reese going to get more than 12 rebounds? You better believe it. Lock that in. Listen, it's so easy. You just look at it. You go to the sport that you want. You go to the players that you want, you click in it, you lock in your picks. Could not be easier. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Hollywood on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
No. There's no foreplay at the beginning of one of these episodes.
There's no foreplay's not the word we use.
Oh, brother.
Foreplay's not the word we typically
use. There's no warming up. There's no.
Yeah.
Just gently rubbing of the leg.
Yeah.
Soft kisses.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, have you ever played this video game?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, me neither.
It did make me want to
play the game.
I don't know if it necessarily made me want to play this game, but no. It did make me wish I was more of a gamer watching this movie.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
I have a PS5. I got one shortly before Maddie was born, but I didn't even open it until after her 1 year. Mm-hmm. It was after her 1 year birthday. And I was like, oh, finally. I had all these fantasies of all of the parents that I would see on TikTok before I became a dad would have like all these like, oh, finally, but the kid's asleep. Now I can play games, you know, things. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'll be my life. You know, that can be a part of I can incorporate that into my life now. And it's just not a regular thing I do.
I was definitely into video games when I was young.
Yeah.
Middle school and high school, though I always was like behind because my parents were like, if you want a video game console, you have to buy it with your own money. Now, of course, they gave me an allowance so that I could save up money to buy it.
Okay. Yeah.
at some point in time. And so that's what I did. I would save up money and then buy it. But so by the time I was able to buy it, you know, it would have to be much cheaper. So I got Genesis like well after N64 had come out. You know, I got N64 I got N64 like by the time Xbox had come out, I feel like, you know, PS2, you know. And then I got the Wii. Is it the Wii? No, not the Wii.
Yeah,
GameCube.
Okay. Yeah.
I got GameCube. No, not Dreamcast. Then I got GameCube. Not too soon after it came out.
Yeah. But so you went through them. Like you had a bunch of those. You had like a bunch of those systems. I had an N64. That was like
you
all
had
an
N64 and that was it. Okay. I had GameCube. I had Sega Genesis. Sega Genesis, N64, GameCube. And Super Smash Brothers was the game that I played the most. And I played a lot of the Mario stuff, like Mario Party, that kind of stuff, and Mario Kart, you know. Mm-hmm. I never really got into the shooter games until I actually never really got into them. Post college, I played Halo because my roommate had an Xbox 360 and he had Halo.
Yeah.
And I played that a little bit, but I wasn't very good at it. And then I also played Call of Duty Black Ops when I played that game, they had like a zombie mode, and that's basically all I would play.
Right. Yeah. You were in that. This was pre Resident Evil 4, right? So you're like, I want a first person shooter Resident Evil game. Like, you're like, I wish, why don't they make them like this? Or could you play? I can't remember now if Resident Evil 2 you could play first person actually.
I don't know.
No, I can't remember.
It was.
I don't think so.
The reason that I liked the zombie mode was because it was like round after round after round. And you basically had to like come up with a strategy that would like how you could kill the most zombies as possible. There was something fun about that. I never really liked running around and like firing at other random people, like other people that I would. I liked the teamwork of talking to people online.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't like the. Like people being like, I owned you, noob, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, I never, you know, being an N64 guy, I never even, like, I fully met, like, that stuff started, you know, and like, and I was already like, I don't have the time or the, I wanted to during the pandemic, I got a Switch because it was like, I want to be able to have community in that way. But then, like, my internet was, like, so bad. I tried once, and, like, I couldn't connect. And it was, like, so bad.
Yeah, the internet being bad
just,
is
like,
a big thing.
It was just, like, I don't want to do I can't. Every time, I feel like I keep having these moments in my life where I'm, like, now is the time where I will return to this thing that meant a lot to me as a kid. You know, but it just, I just can't. I can't find the time. Yeah. I can't find the, you know, I don't
just
have
to. Just find yourself stuck on the Borderlands.
No. See, here's the thing, Bray.
Like you're not. No, I mean, like you're
I
not.
I saw
in
the
it.
Idea formulate in your. I saw the idea formulate in your head, and I was already mad that we were on this road. I wanted to keep talking.
I mean, you can never get in it. You know, you want to be in the heart of it, but you're out. You're out on the borderlands.
Exactly. I'm just upset. All right. Well.
Jonathan Raylock,
James the Third,
Drum Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors. All right.